Joining us for the next few minutes, Colleen Carroll Campbell. She's written about teen sex in the St. Louis Post-Dispatch. She has a regular column there. That story that just shocked parents all over the country. Young girls getting pregnant all at the same time. There was rumor of some sort of a pregnancy pact. It boggles the mind. And I remember in the course of hearing this story thinking to myself, this cannot be what it is. I know that things are bad. They can't be this bad. We'll talk about that and the general subject of teen sex with Colleen Carroll Campbell here for the next few minutes. Then, after that, we're going to be doing a little bit of a Hollywood movie review. We love to have this intersection, as we have on Issues, Etc. so often, love to have the intersection between culture and Christianity. And since American culture is in many ways defined, not only by what we talked about earlier today, it's sports, also it's entertainment, it's movies. We like to do our movie reviews with Brian Gadawa as often as we can. And since 4th of July has come and gone and left us with a whole theater, whole cineplexes full of movies to see, most of them lighthearted and entertaining, we'll give you a little review of movies you've seen, maybe movies you haven't seen, or if you're like me, you just wait till it comes out on DVD. That's coming up in a few minutes. Colleen Carroll Campbell is St. Louis-based fellow at the Ethics and Public Policy Center, author of the book The New Faithful, and a weekly columnist for the St. Louis Post-Dispatch. Colleen, welcome back.
Thank you, Todd.
Okay. I didn't even want to hear the story when it first came out about these girls, all, and they were talking about a pregnancy pact. What's the real story here?
Well, the story that first came out was that these teenage girls from Gloucester, Massachusetts, a small working-class fishing village, had made a pact to get pregnant, and they were actively seeking to get themselves pregnant, and 17 of them did, and that this was something they did sort of as a stunt because they thought it'd be fun to raise babies together. Time magazine reported that story a few weeks ago. As things have progressed, the officials from the school who initially laid out that story have backpedaled, have said that wasn't probably the real story. One of those 17 girls, and one only, has come forward and done a national interview on Good Morning America saying she got pregnant by mistake. In fact, she says she was on the birth control pill and it failed and she wound up pregnant, and that the only agreement she knows of is an agreement to keep the baby that she made with some of her friends to support each other as they kept their babies. So that sounds like, from the latest we know, that's probably a little closer to the truth.
Well, this is mixed. I mean, I'm listening to this as a father of a teenage girl.
Right.
And the mixture is the concern over teen sex and teen pregnancy. And then I think the light at the end of the tunnel is girls who are having, albeit having unprotected in some cases and, of course, out of wedlock sexual relations, getting pregnant, but keeping their babies, which I think is a good thing.
Right, and it certainly we certainly don't want to condone teenage sex, but you're right. I mean, there is a decision there that was made, and certainly in the case of this post-pregnancy pact that the girl talked about, I think it was a good decision, obviously, to choose life for their babies. The latest wrinkle in this was that a neighboring community in the Boston area, a very wealthy North Shore community called Beverly Farms, had a recent parade over the 4th of July weekend in which three different floats depicted these 17 girls from the nearby Gloucester community, calling them tramps, had all sorts of unprintable slogans on the floats, had gyrating teenage girls wearing pillows under their dresses, making fun of the teenage girls who are going to be mothers, and it was a really tasteless display, all aimed at really assaulting basically the character of these young women who obviously have made their share of mistakes, but somehow kind of isolating these girls who are going to have babies as if, you know, they and they alone were responsible for all of the problems in our culture and for all of the teenage sex, which I think, again, is a problem because these are the girls who chose to keep their babies, and we don't know what the abortion rate is, particularly in this neighboring community. Perhaps their pregnancy rate is lower not because their children are more virtuous, but because their children abort at a higher rate. We don't know.
Well, see, that's the thing that kind of strikes me, is that it is odd that our culture, after getting over the initial rumors surrounding this, our culture would react by saying, well, these girls got pregnant out of wedlock and they're going to keep their babies. They're kind of tramps. Whereas, and ignores, and largely in some cases through its silence, praises those who have sex out of wedlock and don't keep their babies.
That's right. I think we give teenagers a double message. I mean, certainly our culture is very clear to children, to adolescents, and to adults that, you know, sex sells. We're constantly inundated with raunchier and raunchier movies, television, you know, internet porn going straight to the email inboxes of children on up, and song lyrics, you know, even the safe sex messages are very much focused on, you know, hey, do whatever you want, just make sure and use protection. That's obviously not the kind of message that's telling young people that they need to save sex for marriage or they need to be serious about, you know, protecting their hearts as well as their bodies. So we're giving them that message, and at the same time, we're acting appalled when not only do they have sex, but sometimes they wind up having babies, you know, and I think that's really hypocritical, and I thought the outrage over this group of girls was misplaced. I thought it was very much out of proportion with what had happened. And again, I thought it was in some ways a reaction showing how insecure their critics are about their own virtue and their own choices in life, that they have to pillory these young girls who may be the ones who actually made the more courageous choice.
Colleen Carol Campbell is a St. Louis-based fellow at the Ethics and Public Policy Center, author of the new book. Sorry, it's author of it's been out for a while. It's called The New Faithful, and she's a weekly columnist for the St. Louis Post-Dispatch. She has a website, colleen-campbell.com, colleen-campbell.com. Thanks for being our guest, Colleen.
Thank you, Todd.
Well, as she points out in her column, there is one truth that we try to deny in our culture, and we try to hide, but it is true as true today as it has been from the very first day that sex and babies go together. Not always, but more often than not, sex and babies go together. Which is why godly parents, good parents, want to keep both of them inside the institution of marriage. That's where it is best. When we come back, a summer movie review with Brian Gadawa. Stay tuned.
Where Christianity meets culture. You're listening to Issues Etc.
Issues Etc. is a team effort. Your phone calls, email, and snail mail help resurrect this worldwide outreach. Now we need your help to sustain Issues Etc. by making a gift to Lutheran Public Radio today. You can donate online, issuesetc.org, or by check, Lutheran Public Radio, Box 1046, SJC, California, 92693. Help support Christ-centered, cross-focused talk radio for the thinking Christian.
Ah, the sounds of rich liturgy and historic Christian worship. What a way to spend a Sunday morning. At Trinity Lutheran Church in Millstadt, Illinois, you'll find authentic Christianity as you hear the preaching of Christ crucified for the forgiveness of your sins. Come, join us Sunday mornings at 9 and Monday evenings at 7:30. And find out more about Trinity Lutheran Church, Millstadt, Illinois, at trinitymillstadt.org.